At this time, next on the teleconference is Wisconsin linebacker Chris Borland. Borland anchors a Wisconsin defense that ranks among the top two in the conference in scoring defense, total defense, and rushing defense. Individually, he ranks among the conference's top 10 in tackles. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you give an opening comment, talk about returning to the title game, and then we'll take some questions.
Okay, well, I think we're really excited for it. You know, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. This is the third time in a row we have a chance to win a Big Ten championship. So, you know, I think there's 10 other teams in the conference that wish they were in our shoes, the shoes that Nebraska and I are in right now. So, or Nebraska and us are in right now. So I'm excited for it and preparing hard.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Let's go to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Chris, can you hear
me? Yep. Hello?
Can you hear me, Chris?
Yes, I can.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Chris. You guys, and every one of your losses have been right there, and obviously two straight overtime losses. How frustrating has it been being that close in those games, and anything you put your finger on for why you haven't been able to get over the hump in a lot of those games?
Yeah, well, it's been really frustrating. You know, we've lost a lot of five close games this year, three overtime games and two games by 3 points. So, you know, you hate to go down that way, but you like to see the fight we've had. And I think as far as a reason for the close losses, you know, I think we've done things well, maybe haven't executed in the clutch like we could. But there's been no lack of effort in our preparation or execution, really. All the things you need to win are there, just a matter of sealing the deal, which I think we've gotten better at despite it not showing in the games on Saturday.
And defensively, you guys have done a pretty good job, especially the last couple of weeks against some high-caliber offenses. How much confidence do you think that gives you guys as a group going against Nebraska?
Well, yeah, I think we've improved each week all year as a defense, and that's a mark of a good team is improving weekly. So down the stretch, we're facing between Indiana, Ohio State, and Penn State, three of the best offenses in the conference. I think we did well against them, and going into this championship game, have a lot of confidence in our defense.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from the line of Michael Pointer with the Indianapolis Star.
Chris, good afternoon. Can you just talk about the feeling going into this year's championship game as opposed to last year, which was obviously the first one, which made it pretty special, but also you guys obviously came in with a better record and had a better season overall. Is there still the same level of excitement, or can you kind of compare the two situations a little bit?
Yeah, they are different situations, and I think we have different teams too. There's no law in the amount of excitement, though. Guys are really eager and excited for this game. You know, we do come in with five losses, and last year we had two, so that's a big difference. But, you know, we felt like we've been in every game, had a chance to win every game. So we're not that far off from not having lost the game. So I think you know, we're coming into this game confident and just trying to win our third straight Big Ten championship.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from one of Jeff Patricus with the Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, Chris, your head coach just told us that he expects that there's a good chance you're going to play this week. I'm just curious, in your mind, are you going to be healthy enough to get back on the field? And if so, what do you think you can bring back to the defense?
Yeah, I think I will be healthy enough to play in this game, and I'm excited for it. As far as what I'm going to bring to the defense, I'm going to be vocal, both motivating and then communicating on the field. So, you know, hopefully can make guys comfortable out there, recognizing some things and identifying some things. And then after that, it's got to be just making plays. That's the best way to contribute.
Thanks, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from one of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Chris, you know, the championship game thing is fairly new in the Big Ten, but you guys have experienced it already. How valuable is that just for your team and for everyone going into this one?
I think it's important. I think it'll kind of calm guys' nerves a little bit, understanding we've been there before. We know it's almost like a bowl game atmosphere in a lot of ways. So I think guys will be able to deal with it well, and the older guys will help the younger guys who weren't there last year, didn't contribute last year. So last year's experience is going to go a long way in helping us be comfortable come game time.
is it a different experience being maybe the underdog more this year versus, it seemed like most people had you guys as a favorite last year.
Yeah, but, I think it's a role we've played in the past, and we got a lot of respect for Nebraska, so we're comfortable with the underdog role. It's not really going to change how we do things, prepare the right way and play hard on the game day. So, whatever the outside's saying, it's all right with us.
Thanks, Chris.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Mulhern with the Wisconsin State Journal.
Chris, was there anything about last year's experience that was eye-opening or in the days leading up to it that really helped or, surprised you in any way or about the preparation?
The game itself, just being new, I think, there wasn't no one knew what to expect, really, on either side. I think we're at a distinct advantage having played there last year, understanding what the game's all about, and even the practical things like, where we're staying and where we're practicing and things like that. So I think the experience helped us last year. But we still got to perform on the field.
Coach Bielema also said today that there was some question about the last Nebraska game until the last minute, if you were going to be available or not. Could you take us through what that situation was like?
Yeah, well, I sprained my MCL on my right knee the week before and didn't know if I'd be able to play, but did a good job in rehab and felt like I was strong enough to go and didn't think it affected my performance in our last meeting.
Were you able to practice much that week?
Yeah, just a couple of days of practice. Just missed one practice.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Chris, how big of a difference would you say there is in Nebraska's offense when Rex Burkhead is in?
He's a great player. I think their offensive scheme doesn't change much, but he does a great job of turning a no play into a two-yard gain or a TFL potential into a two-yard gain, and that's doesn't really show up in the stat books, but that kind of saves their offense at times because sometimes you'll have things bottled up. And instead of it being second down 12, it's second and 8, and that changes their play calling. And, I really applaud him for his ability in doing that.
Your next question is a follow-up from the line of Tom Mulhern with Wisconsin State Journal.
Chris, I know you weren't out there for Ohio State, but is there any carryover in the performance you guys had against Braxton Miller that's going to help against Taylor Martinez?
Yeah, I think so. A lot was made of the scheme, and I think that was important. But I think guys just stepped up and played their best game. A lot of guys played their best games as individuals on our defense, and it's going to require a team effort of guys playing their best game this Saturday because Martinez really is probably a little bit faster than Miller. Maybe he doesn't cut as well, but you can make the argument that he's a better runner even, and they utilize him more so on design quarterback runs. So it's going to be important for everybody to step up.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Chris, there are no more questions. We'll move along to Kurt if you want to hand the phone over.
All righty.
All right, next on the teleconference is Wisconsin quarterback Kurt Phillips.
Monty's going to be next, I think.
Monte's going to be next. All right, thank you. Switch it up here. Next on the teleconference is Wisconsin running back Monte Ball. Last weekend, Ball became the NCAA's all-time touchdown leader with 79. He led the Big Ten in rushing for the second straight year and topped the conference in scoring for the third straight season. Monte, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You give an opening statement looking ahead to the football title game, then we'll take a few questions.
All right. Well, I'm most definitely, speaking for the entire team, I'm really looking forward to getting out there and playing Nebraska again in a great environment back in Indianapolis. And we're really looking forward just to getting out there and just competing and playing for each other. It should be a great game.
Thanks, Monte. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Rich Kapus with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Monty. Have you appreciated every yard a little more or relished the yards a little more this year just because they've been a little harder to come by or seen it any differently that way?
Oh, well, yeah, they have. Yeah, they've obviously been a lot tougher this year. But, just like last year, I appreciate every yard. I make sure I work really hard and don't let my teammates down. If the whole presents itself, I want to make sure that I explode through it and get what I can from my teammates.
Hey, when you I saw you walking off clutching that football, it obviously meant something to you Saturday. What did you do with that afterwards?
Oh, well, give it to my parents. I haven't yet, but yeah. I plan on giving it to my parents. Basically another thank you to them.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Sam McEwen with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Monty, I want to take you back to right after the second game of the year when you guys lost Oregon State and your coach decided to fire the offensive line coach. What do you remember your reaction being when he came in and told you that he had done that, and what was your response?
Right, yeah, well, after the team meeting, you know, defense left, you know, to their separate meeting rooms, and Coach B told the offense to stick around for a bit, and usually Coach Cannon, our offensive coordinator, would talk to us, but the Coach B, you know, walked in and you know, told us that, you know, he it was a very tough decision for him, but he decided to you know, fire our coach, our offensive line coach at the time, and it was shocking all of us because we weren't expecting it at all. But you know, basically after that, I felt that it helped us, and you know, whatever decision he makes, we're all behind him 100%. So,
well, I guess my question was, did it make you guys realize how serious he was about your running game and how serious he was about making sure that it stayed strong throughout the season?
Right, yeah. I mean, we always knew that he was, you know, he was very serious about the run game, but obviously, you know, firing a coach, you know, mid or the beginning of the season, you know, after the second game, it really shows how serious he was. And, I mean, yeah, we really understand here that, you know, you have to establish the run game to have a productive offense. And like I said, I believe he made the right decision, and we were behind him 100%.
Your next question comes from line of Michael Poynter with the Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Ma, you obviously had a very good game here last year in the championship game. What are your memories other than winning the game, which obviously is nice? Any particular memories about that night, and how big a deal was that in your career?
And one thing I remember for sure about that game is the environment was something that every player, you know, dreams of playing in. The environment was incredible. Just the lights, cameras, and just the fans screaming. And it was something that it was very special. Just the energy that we had on our sideline was great, and really hoping that the same thing happens this weekend.
Was it almost, some guys have said it was very similar to a bowl game, and because of the things you said with it being indoors and, you know, kind of that, it kind of seemed like it had like almost like a Hollywood-type quality a little bit. Would that be kind of accurate, just that the atmosphere was maybe a little different than just about any other game you've played in?
Oh, man, very accurate. Just start off, you're playing on a pro field, so that's not so that's just very special. And then just, yeah, it felt like a bowl game itself because it's a championship game, and we know how important it is. We know how, you know, important every play is, and so everything's just magnified, you know, by a lot. And it's just really fun to be a part of.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Your next question comes from line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Amani, of your losses this year, I think three in overtime, there two by a field goal. Just, you know, how frustrating has it been to deal with it to be that close and then all those losses?
Right, yeah. Well, it's very frustrating at first just to lose any game, but just every game that we lost this year, how close they were, it just makes it that much more, you know, frustrating. And I guess, you know, what this team's going to learn, you know, for next year, and actually what we're going to learn for this weekend in our bowl game is that every play matters. And that's basically what it comes down to, losing close games, that, you know, you never know if the first play is going to decide the game or the last play. So you just got to make sure that you approach every play like it's, you know, that deciding factor of the game.
And do you guys appreciate just what a unique opportunity this is, you know, to finish 7-5, but yet still have a chance to go to the Rose Bowl?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Do you appreciate how unique this opportunity is to kind of, you know, have 5 losses, but still have a chance to go to the Rose Bowl here?
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, we, you know, obviously we didn't want to lose those games, but, you know, one thing that Coach B told us all is, you know, 7-5 or 12-0, we still be in the same position right now, you know, playing the same team. So that's kind of how we're approaching it. And, you know, and like I said, we're still really looking forward to being, you know, Big Ten champs heading to the Rose Bowl.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from one of Tammy Madsen with Associated Press.
My question has kind of been answered already a bit, but Monty, I mean, can you speak a little bit? Is there anything on the game tape in those close losses that jumps out at you? You know, obviously it's very frustrating, but is there anything in particular that really jumps out at you when you've seen that and that there have been so many this season?
Right, yeah, penalties. You're just talking about the offense. You know, those close games, all the close games that we lost, there's a couple of times we had penalties where we started behind the chains, and that really hurt us. And, I mean, that's basically all that I took from the game is that the penalties hurt us, and obviously a couple of plays that, you know, myself, I could have done better on, probably could have helped out the team, and same for every other player.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from one of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Monty, this might be a little strange going into a championship game, but in some ways, do you feel like the team has something to prove?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, we always, every Saturday, we feel like we have something to prove, and, you know, basically having these five losses and, you know, one loss being against Nebraska, we really, you know, feel like we have something to prove against them and to the nation because, you know, they're a great team, and we plan on it being a great environment and hoping that the best team comes out winning, which is us.
Is it something where the team almost feels like it has to show even itself that, hey, we're better than losing five games. We're gonna go in and play our best game of the year kind of feeling.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of the mentality right now. Is, you know, it's kind of that, you know, let's just lay it out on the line for 60 minutes, just play as hard as you can. At the end of the game, we'll see where we're at. And that's kind of what the Coach Hammack has been preaching to his running backs, just to run extremely hard and physical for 60 minutes. And at the end of the game, look up at the scoreboard and if we do play that way, we should be winning, or we should win.
Your next question comes from one of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Monty, really between the championship game last year and the Rose Bowl, you guys have probably played in more big games than anyone else in the conference, and you've been on both ends of those. Anything you can just take away from that as far as what it takes to be successful in the big game and maybe what it and why you guys have come up short a few times?
Well, I mean, I guess that question, it kind of goes hand-in-hand, which the games that we lost is because basically what I'm trying to say is, like, every play matters. Basically what I said earlier, every play matters, and every penalty is crucial, you know, in the close games. And basically the big games that we've won, I believe that we kind of knew that and were more aware of it and made sure that we weren't going to get penalties and basically played our hardest on every single play.
So was there kind of a heightened focus for maybe last year's title game versus the Rose Bowls, or anything that you can do to kind of make sure people understand, like you mentioned, that every play counts?
Right, yeah, that's basically, you know, as a leader of this team, that's what I'm going to mainly focus on throughout here in practice and, you know, right before the game or and throughout the game. I'm going to tell everybody that, you know, don't get any penalties, really focus and stay aware and be aware of, you know, every single play matters and that you got to lay it out on the line, you know, for this team no matter what.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Monty, Rex Burkett had said before the season that he really admires the way you set up your blockers and kind of the patience you show. He's had a tough go of it this year. I was just wondering if you've watched much of him and if there's anything about the way he plays that impresses you.
Oh, man, I have a lot of respect for Rex. I mean, that man is a very physical running back. He doesn't shy away from contact. I believe he loves contact, and like I said, he loves to deliver the blow, you know, to defenders. So I believe that, you know, a lot of things I take from him is, you know, don't shy away from contact and really just keep your feet churning, and that's really what he does.
Your next question comes from one of Jeff Patricus with the Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Monty, you've talked about the possibility of going back to the Rose Bowl and, you know, winning the championship, going back there, but have you thought what's at stake if you don't win this game Saturday? I mean, you go from possibly going back to Pasadena, and who knows where you're going to end up. You just thought about the distance, the fall to win the game Saturday.
I'm sorry, what you were cutting in and out?
You talked about the possibility of winning the game Saturday and going to the Rose Bowl,
yep.
But I imagine if you don't win, the fall might be fairly significant in the bowl chain, you know, the ladder. Have you thought about what's at stake at this game?
At this point, no, but I just, you know, that's a good point. But I believe that, you know, we're all not worried about that. We're really worried about just, you know, playing our game, playing really hard and coming out with a victory, just believing that we're going to win, which I believe we really didn't in the games that we lost. Obviously, we really didn't believe that we were going to come out with a win. And so that's basically our mentality now, is just to believe on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and come Saturday, just believe the entire game, which I believe will help us out and give us a victory heading into the Rose Bowl.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Morhan with Wisconsin State Journal.
Monty, it seems like in a couple of the games where the offense or the running game has struggled, it's been difficult to get plays down the field in the passing game. How important is that to get the offense going?
Very important. in our running backs, Coach Hammack, he always puts it on us that we're the playmakers of the offense. We got to make plays for the offense and on our feet and really get the run game going to open up the pass game for our quarterback. And I just believe that, you know, with that mentality, it kind of, you know, helps out the entire team. And, you know, that's kind of our mentality in the running back room.
All right, Monty, appreciate the time. We'll see you back in Indy.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, next on the teleconference is Wisconsin quarterback Kurt Phillips. Phillips stepped into the starting quarterback role 3 games ago for his first career start and has completed more than 50% of his passes with 4 touchdowns. Kurt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can talk a little bit about looking ahead to the Big Ten title game, then we'll take some questions.
Okay. Yeah, obviously excited to have the opportunity to play in this game. When we set forth our goals at the beginning of the season, going back to Indianapolis and the Rose Bowl were 2 of our goals, so having those within our grasp is huge, and we're just excited for the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Kurt. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Kurt, I don't know how much film you watch of Nebraska up to this point, but I was doing a piece on Eric Martin, number 46, defensive end. He really has played well here at the end of the season and caused a lot of problems for Iowa. I was just wondering if you've taken note of him and if you're going to have your eye out on him a little bit Saturday.
I have. You know, he's a great player. I think he's definitely somebody we have to be aware of. I think, you know, their defense as a whole are really well coached. They play very sound, and they're just a tough defense.
Your next question comes from one of Sam McEwen with the Omaha World Herald.
Kurt, I want to take you back to the moments after you guys had lost Oregon State, second game of the year. You're a fifth-year guy. You've been there for a long time. You saw your head coach make a bold decision and fire the offensive line coach after 2 games. What do you remember your reaction being to him making that decision? And how do you feel like it played out in your team's commitment to the running game?
Obviously, it's a decision that we didn't necessarily see coming. But I think obviously his job is to do what's best for the team. I think in the long run, it seems to have worked out well for us. Coach Miller's coming and done a great job. I think the guys have responded very well to him. It seems we've the run game's been clicking lately. So it seems like he made a good decision.
When you think about the importance of running the football in this time, how would you sum that up in words? Just what it means to your program to be able to run the ball every week.
Mm-hmm. I think the run game is Wisconsin. That's what we base our recruiting off of. Our whole game plan is based off of being able to establish the run. Our pass game is obviously based off of our play action. And so if we can't get the run game going, we're in trouble. I think the guys up front and our running backs take a lot of pride in being able to establish that and controlling the line of scrimmage.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from one of Tom Mulhern with Wisconsin State Journal.
Kurt, if you look at the success you've had in the last 2 games in the 2-minute offense, is there anything you can take away from those situations that's going to help you in the rest of the game too, whether maybe it's just cutting it loose a little bit or taking some chances, anything at all?
I think one of the biggest things is just making sure that we have a sense of urgency the entire time. Obviously, the urgency is heightened a little bit in the last 2-minute drives, and we've been successful when that's happened. So I think just having that urgency throughout the entire game and realizing that we can't be complacent with going 3-and-out and having to punt. We need to make sure, whether it's the first play of the game or the last play of the game, we still have the same urgency and make the most of it.
Is there something a quarterback has to learn, too, about the amount of acceptable risk you can take or when it's the right time to take a chance on a play and not? Is that a hard thing to learn as a quarterback or not?
I think so. And you just have to know the environment that you're playing in. I think Wisconsin quarterbacks traditionally are kind of labeled as game managers. You know, we don't need our quarterbacks to do anything spectacular with the kind of athletes that we have out there. You know, we got to get the ball in those guys' hands and let them make plays. But at the same time, you know, taking risk is necessary at some points. There's always have to be calculated risk.
Let's go to the next question.
Your next question comes from Rich Kappas with the Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Kurt, if you think back to September, if you let your mind wander at any point, could you envision the season ending the way it is for you and what you're doing right now?
You know, obviously, early on, you know, I'd have loved to be in there, but at the same time, you know, I just tried to prepare each game like I was going to be the starter, whether or not I was going to be in the game or not. So I think that helped me to be prepared when I did get a chance and to make the most of it.
One of the things in that first game was Joel was able to get some field plays down the field against Nebraska. Mm-hmm. What do you recall about why that worked and kind of how that'll be or how tough that'll be this time around?
Right. You know, we took some shots early on, and it worked for us. You know, in the second half, we weren't able to connect on a lot of those shots, and we might have got a little bit more complacent. So I think, you know, obviously, you know, they'll be prepared for some of those, but at the same time, you know, we have to be ready to take shots whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Your next question comes from Anna Bukchanda with KLMS Radio.
How would you describe yourself as a quarterback?
That's a tough question. I don't know. I mean, I try to be a leader out there. I have a lot of fun being out there with the guys, so I think, you know, that really kind of shows in my game is just having fun, living in the moment, and just trying to make smart decisions.
How would you compare yourself with Joel Stave, for instance? Mm-hmm. Are you more of a dual threat type quarterback?
You know, I'd like to consider myself a dual threat quarterback, you know, definitely early on. I think that may have been diminished a little bit with all these knee surgeries, but at the same time, I like to think that, you know, if something does happen, I can at least extend the play a little bit, if not, you know, move the chains with your legs.
How do you view this Big Ten championship game with Nebraska?
It's an awesome opportunity. Obviously, there's 12 teams playing in conference championship games this weekend. We get to be one of them. So that's awesome for us. At the beginning of the season, we set forth our goals of going back to Indy and going to the Rose Bowl. So, you know, whether obviously some of these games haven't gone exactly how we wanted, but these goals are still within our reach. I think we just have to make the most of it.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Tammy Madsen with Associated Press.
Kurt, it's frustrating to lose the close games like you guys have this season, but when you look at the game tape, is there anything in particular that jumps out at you?
You know, I think we just have a lot of missed opportunities. We've been in position to win a lot of these games. You know, our coaches have put us in a great spot, play calling-wise and scheme-wise. We just haven't necessarily capitalized on some of the plays that we should have. We have to make sure that we learn from that. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is just, obviously they're frustrating, but you have to put them behind you, learn from it, and just move on.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with Fox Sports in Wisconsin.
Kurt, there's been very few years under Coach Bielma where Wisconsin has lost five games. Do you feel like this team has maybe something extra to prove being a five-loss team and being third in the leaders' division?
I think so. You know, obviously all the losses were very tough, close losses. But at the same time, I think, you know, if we go and we make the most of this opportunity, at the end of the day, people aren't going to remember these last two games. We just have to make the most of the opportunity and, you know, try to get back to the Rose Bowl.
All right, we have time for one more question for Kurt.
Your final question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kurt, Nebraska has a pretty good offense, but they also have turned the ball over a lot this year. How important is it for you guys, if that should happen, to turn those into points? Because it seems like Nebraska's opponents haven't done that as well at times this year.
It is big. You know, obviously, you know, both sides of the ball are a very talented team. But, you know, our defense has been playing great, so we have to make sure that if we do get an opportunity, we make the most of it because you never know, you know, how frequently those are going to come along.
Thanks.
All right, Kurt, we appreciate the time. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thanks for having me.
That completes the Big Ten Football Championship Game Players Teleconference. I'd like to thank the players and media for joining us today. We'll see you in Indianapolis. Thank you.